I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Oh my mama made it, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade. And nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game, it's very important, Millie's.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I want to thank you for making us part of your daily routine, which today involves a beautiful, delicious 92-88 win over the Golden State Warriors. The Boston Celtics, your Boston Celtics, have now won 14 straight games. Amazing. So I want to thank you for joining me, John Corrales. Unfortunately, I'm here by myself because Jay is at the Garden right now as I'm recording this, working the room and getting reaction from the Celtics. And Sam is working like a normal human being, and I'm sitting here podcasting. So it's just me and you, baby, and we're going to ride through this 92-88 win. Oh, baby, this thing was beautiful. And I say that knowing that it was mostly actually ugly, but the ending was beautiful. Gorgeous. 92-88. I'm going to keep saying it because the Boston Celtics shouldn't have won this game. Nobody expected them to win this game. And really, when there were 4 minutes and 59 seconds remaining in the third quarter, damn near no one, aside from maybe Brad Stevens, expected to win this game. At that point, think about this. 4:59 on the clock. Third quarter. The scoreboard reads Golden State 66, Boston 49. 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Boston Celtics, all they did was chip, chip, chip away and go on a 19-0 run to close the quarter. Over the last 16 minutes and 49 seconds of NBA basketball against the Golden State Warriors, the Boston Celtics went on a 43-22 run to close out the game. They outscored the Warriors by 21 points over 16 minutes and 49 seconds of NBA basketball. Wow. I'm just pausing to let that sink in. If you're in the car, honk your horn right now. Honk it two times. Let me know that the Boston Celtics are the winners of 14 straight games. Hell, honk it three times and point to the person next to you because that person's probably listening to the podcast and they know exactly why you're honking your horn. If you're on the treadmill at the gym, give me a fist pump. Give me a Ric Flair. Woo! Do it for me. What an amazing game. And I want to start with Jaylen Brown. Not just because Jaylen Brown finished the game with a team-high 22 points and 7 rebounds. And phenomenal play on both ends of the floor. I want to start because Jaylen Brown played today with a heavy heart. Because if you're following Jaylen Brown's Instagram, he posted a memoriam on his Instagram. He lost a friend, Trevin Steed, a very close friend of his, and to the point where he may not have played. And Brad Stevens said after the game that he had a lot of talks with Jalen that were similar to the ones that he had with Isaiah Thomas before the playoffs when he lost his sister last season. This is a very close friend of Jalen Brown's. And Jalen decided he was going to play. And you could see it in his eyes. He came to play. He came to play. So I want to give special recognition to Jalen Brown. Because this dude came out and balled out. He balled out. Again, 22 points. 7 of 18 shooting. Nobody on the Celtics outside of Al Horford shot well. 3 of 8 from 3. 5 of 6 from the line. 7 rebounds. But 2 steals, 2 blocks. Plus 8 for Jalen Brown. This dude, I'm gonna highlight his defense a little bit more online when I do some more writing as this week and next week. As I do more research, this is a thing that I'm going to be working on. But Jalen Brown has been phenomenal. Phenomenal for the Boston Celtics. And maybe some nights doesn't show up in the box scores, but Jalen Brown has been phenomenal for the Boston Celtics. The numbers with him on the floor have been great. The numbers with him off the floor have shown how important he is. He is almost as impactful as Al Horford, who I have the highest regard for. Al Horford. Al Horford has been goddamn amazing this season. And anybody who says otherwise just isn't watching basketball. Jalen Brown has been just about as effective on both ends of the floor, is not getting a ton of the credit. Al Horford's been doing it, and I think maybe because it's been more noticeable for Al Horford because we have years and years and years of data and eye test on Horford. And we know that now we're seeing him be more aggressive and he's doing things that we're not used to him seeing, not used to seeing from him. But Horford is doing things that are just amazing. Tonight, 18 points, 11 rebounds. Holy shit, what a game from Al Horford. Brown right there with him, and he's been right there with him for this entire season. I have to get that out of the way. I gotta mention that we have a new sponsor tonight, and I want to say greats.com. Greats Sneakers are our new sponsor and just an amazing new sponsor. You all know I'm a shoe guy. I'm going to talk about Greats in a minute. But Greats Sneaker Company out of Brooklyn, out of New York. Great styles for men and women. Greats.com. I'm going to give you a promo code in a minute after I go through some more of my notes. But Greats.com, welcome aboard. What a hell of a night for Greats.com to join us as a sponsor. I mean, is there a better night for a company call themselves Greats? Greats.com. That's basically the title of tonight's game. Greats.com. The Boston Celtics came in with the best defense in the NBA. And before the game, Charles Barkley said, I promise you, quote, I promise you, they will not hold the Warriors to 94 points. And they held the Warriors to 88. So I guess technically Chuck was right. But the Celtics came out, aside from the first quarter where they gave up 28 points, 19 points in the second quarter, 21 points in the third quarter, 20 points in the fourth quarter. In the second half, the Boston Celtics held the Warriors to 39.5% from the field on only 38 shots. To hold the Warriors to 38 shots and a half, that's great. 6 of 18 from 3. 5 of 8 from the line, which they didn't hit. That's just them missing free throws. 9 turnovers in the second half, leading to Celtics 10 points over those 9 turnovers. That's huge. The Celtics had 8 second chance points in the second half. That's big. Jason Tatum. I got to give a shout out to Jason Tatum. Because Jason Tatum in the first half looked like a rookie. He really looked like a rookie. He looked bad. And you can go on Twitter and search Jason Tatum rookie. And all of the results will show a bunch of people saying, Jason Tatum looked like a rookie tonight. And it was true. For the first time all season, it looked like Jason Tatum was overwhelmed by the moment. And in the first half, the Boston Celtics were moving very, very quickly. And I said this in my halftime periscope. I'll repeat it here because you don't all watch my halftime periscope. And I'm going to try not to be offended by that. But you should all watch my halftime periscopes because, you know, it's... I'll tell you what, it's better than listening to Chuck and Shaq. I'm not even going to front. I am better than Chuck and Shaq at the halftime shows for you Celtics fans anyway. Because I don't even know if they're really watching. Anyway, that's an aside. But tell me I'm lying. In the first half, the Boston Celtics were moving pretty fast. And that's bad. And as I said in my halftime periscope, and I've said on the podcast a lot of times, one of the best pieces of advice I got from a college coach of mine, Hank Smith, who's now working for the Oklahoma City Thunder, slow down to speed up. And that means when you're moving too fast and you screw up, all you're doing is making more work for yourself. If you're moving too fast and you have to go back and correct a mistake, are you really moving fast at all? I'm not trying to sound like woke Kyrie with that, but really, are you moving fast at all when you got to stop and go back and fix a mistake? If you slow down a little bit and you just get it right away, then you're moving faster because you're just getting it right over and over and over again. And then you just keep progressing to the next thing and you're just chugging along. So slow down to speed up. And that's, I think, what the Celtics did a lot, because in the first half, it felt like they were rushing and there was horrible communication on defense. The offense, as I wrote in my notes, basically hot garbage, just terrible, terrible. And so Tatum, I think, got caught up in that. And one of the points that I was making at halftime was the Warriors, when they get focused for a game, they slow down. They get that little, almost like that squint, and you just focus. You lock in. You hear coaches talking about it all the time. We're locked in. Locked in is you block out the noise, and you just progress. And it's an unstoppable force, like just marching forward. Whatever's in your way, you're crushing it. You're just focused on what you're doing. Boom, boom, boom. Next step, next step, next step. When you're the Celtics and you're young, at the beginning of the game, and you're moving too fast, you're caught up in the hype. You're like, damn it, the Warriors are in town, man. It's TNT. We're national stage. The crowd is pumped. They're going crazy. The intros are nuts. And you're just naturally pumped up and you're moving faster than normal. But the NBA is all about precision. So when you're out there and you're just trying to be precise, but Tatum is moving faster than usual and a couple of other guys are moving faster than usual, they get to places before they're supposed to get. Now two people are in the same place at the same time, and that screws things up. And for the Warriors, who are very precise because they've got years of experience together, they take advantage of those mistakes. In the first half, the Celtics were actually playing some pretty good defense, and then they made one mistake, and Golden State would capitalize on it. You play like 16 seconds of great D, and then 3 seconds of shitty D, and you're giving up a dunk. Or three. In the second half, they did less of that. They calmed down. That's on the coaches. That's on the veterans. To calm people down, especially the young guys, and get Jason Tatum, especially, to slow down. And in his 17 minutes in the second half, 10 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. As opposed to his first half, 2 points, no field goals, 1 rebound. Second half, big half for Jason Tatum. And super, super impressive. super impressive that a rookie would come out in the second half against the Warriors and calm down and play good basketball and be a huge reason why the Celtics could come back. Look at the second half numbers. Kyrie scored 11 in the second half. Jaylen scored 11 in the second half. Horford scored 10. Tatum scored 10. So 42 points between those four guys. 42 of the 50 points in the second half scored between those four guys. One of them's a rookie. One's a second-year player. Dope. Just amazing. That is, I can't begin to tell you how impressive that is, especially for Tatum, because he had every reason to give up, and he didn't, and he came back in that second half and produced. All right, also impressive, our new sponsor, our friends at greats.com. Now, you all know I'm a sneaker guy. If you follow me at all on Twitter, on Instagram, you guys know I love kicks. I got like 60 or 70 pairs of sneakers from all different kinds. Like I'm obviously a big basketball shoe guy. I love my basketball shoes, but I love just good looking footwear. And I really honestly got to say, I'm really, really impressed with these sneakers and shoes at greats.com. They've got a lot of different varieties for men's and women's styles. These guys are born in Brooklyn. And I know Brooklyn pretty well because I've been living in New York for a while. Brooklyn is this wild place where a lot of great ideas and this innovative stuff is happening in Brooklyn. And these guys started their own sneaker company in Brooklyn. And they've got some really great styles, like I said, for men and for women. Classic stuff, okay? High quality sneakers for not a lot of money. All right, this footwear, and it's not just sneakers, it's they've got this casual feel that's really, really great. Now, the good stuff that they sell a lot of, Royal Lace Up and the Worcester Slip-On. Okay, so go to greats.com. There's men's and women's styles, like I said. I am a huge fan of the Royale Perforated Blanco, okay? I love these clean, simple styles. It's this perforated lace-up sneaker, white on white, dope. I mean, you wear these things with jeans and a button-down, fresh. It's a fresh look. Go to greats.com, and if you want to give a gift, if you have a sneakerhead, if you know somebody that just likes good footwear, they have these lace-ups. They've got knit shoes. They've got leather shoes. They've got all different kinds of sneakers, some great looks, great styles. If you don't like that particular style that I like, they have another different style that you might like. The slip-on, the lace-ups, I'm telling you, you got to check them out. And on your first purchase, if you use the code LOCKEDON, you get 15% off. So go ahead to greats.com. Great for men. Great for women. Lots of different styles. High tops, low tops, sneaker styles, casual styles. Check them out and use the code LOCKEDON. You get 15% off. And I'm telling you, I don't just put anything on my feet. I'm not going to go out there. I have the ability to refuse reading ads. I'm not just going to put anything on my feet. I'm not just going to go out there and wear something that I don't like. I will wear these greats sneakers and these greats shoes because they got a bunch of different styles that can go with a bunch of different looks. Casual, dress it up, things that will get you into the club, things that will make you look good on that first date. It's all good. So go to greats.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, 15% off your first purchase. It's good for you. The holidays are coming up. It's good for a gift for the sneakerhead in your family, the shoe aficionado in your family. Great for men and women. So do that. The code is locked on for 15% off your first purchase. Couple of other notes before I head to Twitter. I want to know what's up with Marcus Smart. Just on a side note, Marcus Smart has been not particularly great over the past couple of games. Now, in pure Marcus Smart fashion, and I would suggest going to CBS Sports and reading Matt Moore, who I know is the second time I brought up Matt Moore, and some of you might be like, ah, that troll, he hates the Celtics. He's actually really good, and I know that he may have you might have a distaste for Matt, but he's a friend of mine, and he does good work, even though I might disagree with some of his Twitter tactics. Whatever. He has a nice piece on Marcus Smart, who is really not a great shooter. Let's just leave it at that. But very impactful. And in pure Marcus Smart fashion, listen to this line from Marcus Smart. 1 point. 0 of 7 shooting. 0 of 3. 1 of 2 from the line. However, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, and a plus 19, which is a team high. And I know that individual game plus minus is not a great indicator. It doesn't tell a whole story. It may not even tell half the story. Sometimes it tells none of the story. People play shitty games and they get lucky and they're on the floor during runs and they have nothing to do with those runs. Although Marcus Smart during the 19-0 run had a big role in that. He had a role in that. Even though that Jaylen Brown was the guy that was putting up the numbers, Smart was heavily involved. He was. So Smart had a typically smart game where, well, I shouldn't even say typically smart game because he's usually better than this scoring-wise. Two things with Smart. The one thing is a continuation of my point here that Smart somehow was on the floor for the plus 19. But at the same time, Marcus Smart's been making some really boneheaded plays. And his play in Brooklyn and his play here, a lot of the mistakes that he's making are just not typical Smart mistakes. I feel like something's up with Marcus Smart. You know, he had that play at the end of the half where Kyrie drove and finally got something to fall. And for some reason, I think he might have gotten bumped, but he ended up batting the ball out of the goal. It was in and then it was out, but it didn't go through the net. And it cost the Celtics a bucket. And luckily didn't come back to haunt them. But that was a weird Smart play. I had a running text chain with my old friends, Ken and Gabe, my old teammates. What's up, you guys? Who were basically saying, Smart is infuriating. My brother texted me, Smart is infuriating. Happy birthday, Nick, by the way. My brother, Nick, who some of you might remember, tedsarmy.com, which is gone. But he used to run that before, you know, he went got smart and got out of the blogging business. But happy birthday to you, Nick. Smart can be infuriating. You watch him play tonight. He did not necessarily have a great game, but he did things that impacted. He impacts winning. That's Marcus Smart. But I feel like something's up. I don't know what it is. I could be very wrong. I just feel like something's up with Smart. And another thing that happened tonight, Kyrie ditched the mask. Kyrie Irving said, screw this mask shit. I don't like it. I'm not going to wear it anymore. So he ditched it, and it's up to him and the trainer, according to Brad Stevens, but whatever. He took it off and just so happened to have a nice little finish to the game, a nice second half for Kyrie, who had, like I said, 11 points, a team high tied with Jaylen Brown, over 15-42. Most of that damage came from the line, but 11 points, three rebounds, three assists in the second half. Kyrie ditching the mask. Interesting to me. Interesting, because we talked about masked Kyrie for so long, but he clearly does not like the mask. All right, let's get to Twitter. Using the hashtag Rain and Jays, Robert Denton, the Celtics squad has played 16 games together. They have some serious headroom. It's amazing to me that these guys have just played 16 games, but it's a testament to everybody, the coaches, the players, front office for putting a team together that can gel like this. But really, mostly, it's the guys in the locker room getting out there and doing the work and not giving up. Not giving up. The coaches and the players have this relationship where they trust each other. It's not always going to be great. It's not always going to be smooth. Things aren't going to be great for 48 minutes. You're going to have horrible quarters, horrible halves, maybe a horrible game. But it's how you respond. And during this streak, again, 14 straight wins after going 0-2. The Celtics have responded to bad quarters and bad halves by trusting each other and doing what they're supposed to do, being where they're supposed to be at the time they're supposed to be there, trusting the coaching, trusting each other on the floor, and coming together to do things like hold the Golden State Warriors to 41 points and a half on less than 40% shooting, and to hold the Golden State Warriors to 88 points in a game. That is amazing. For them to do that, after everything that they went through in the first half plus a quarter, I mean, they stepped up with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. So in the first half of the game, now there were some runs in that first half, but basically they ended up down 17 points, and they turned around and won that game because of how they play with each other and the trust, and they just don't give up. This is a hallmark of a young team. Older teams, look back on some of the Celtics teams that we've had. The good Celtics teams. The big three Celtics teams. When you're older, you can sit around and say, screw it. I'm not putting forth this effort in this game. It's over. A championship level team that's older would sit there and say, we're down 17 to the Warriors. It's November 16th. Screw it, man. I'm not, let's just live to fight another day. When you're in your 30s, 32, 33, you're like, whatever. A loss in November doesn't matter. When you're the youngest team in the NBA, which the Celtics are, you don't give a shit. You're like, you know what? I'm not giving this up. You go out there and you fight. You fight for that. I can see the merits of both. When you're old, you got to preserve your legs. Like, look at the Cavs. You think the Cavaliers care about the standings right now? Cavaliers right now are, they're 8-7, 5.5 games back. You think they care about that? They don't. LeBron's just like, whatever. It's November, man. I'm gonna have my Thanksgiving turkey. Call me after Christmas. But the Celtics, they're young, man. They love this, man. They go out there and play. Tatum, Brown, those guys. Kyrie's got something to prove. Horford's just like, yeah, man, let's go. They'll go out there and they'll bust their ass. They'll come back. And the coaching staff gets them focused on the important things. And we like to sit there and say, what's it going to take to come back from all of this? What's it going to take? How are we going to make up 10 points, 20 points, whatever it is? Brad Stevens is like, next possession, man. Go out there and execute the next possession. If you focus on that next possession, you win that possession, then you focus on the possession after that. You don't worry about what's happening. You don't worry about 17 points with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Because there's no 17-point play. So screw it. Don't worry about that. Next play. Just make that next play. Stop them. You score. Then it's 15 points. Great. Next play. You stop them. You go score. Now it's 13 points. Great. Next play. You stop them. You go score. Now it's 11. Holy shit. It's getting close. Over and over and over again. Focusing on that next play, that next defensive possession. Execute that defensive possession exactly how you're supposed to do it. Great, you did that. Now you're an offense. Just focus on that offense. That one play, that one possession, 24 seconds. Execute it. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Just execute that. String it together. Play after play after play after play. Don't worry about making a 19-0 run. You just worry about making each possession count, and next thing you know, God damn it, you got 19 straight points. That's on the coaching staff getting the right mentality, and that's on the players buying in and trusting. It's awesome stuff. I love it. As a player, as a guy who played, that stuff, I eat that stuff up. I eat that stuff up. That's like oxygen to me. Anyway. Back to Twitter, Jordan T. Kell. Celtics keeping the Warriors under 90 is real impressive. Yes, it is. Says a lot about the defensive system. It says everything about what I just said. It's just beautiful. I love it. At Irish Kelleher, lots of Celtics shots tonight at the 24-second clock or even violations. Was that Golden State or the Celtics being tentative early? Like I said, early the Celtics were hot garbage. They were not really running an offense. It just devolved into a lot of individual play. It felt like they were trying to sort of run an offense. And then at the end, it was like, ah, crap. Now somebody do something. And it takes, when you're trying to dribble, dribble, dribble and create your own shot, that takes 7-8 seconds. And that's where you get to that. So the Celtics offense still very much a work in progress. Shout out to Jovian Shadow, who was watching this at work. He is an Aussie, so shout out to Australia. Big ups to Australia. Watching at work, he says, I may have startled folks in my office when I may have whooped out loud at the comeback. You know what? If you're watching at work, you just stand up. Don't even be embarrassed. Stand up on top of your desk and shout to the heavens, yes! The Celtics have won 14 straight games. Shout it to the world. Tell your boss to call me. I'll give you my number. DM me. Have the boss talk directly to me. I'll straighten it all out. Micah Malloy at Micah_Angelo. Kept the Warriors under 100. Anything's possible. Just like our intro. KG, anything's possible. Let's see, at Diogenes of SC, hey NBA, Celtics for real, deal with it, cue the sunglasses falling from the ceiling, deal with it NBA, Rifesy, our boy at Rifesy, always there for us, Kyrie unmasked, Jalen unleashed, Celtics unbeatable, how about that, Celtics on a pace for 70 wins, right. Hey, look, I'll take it, but look, these guys are building up a hell of a lead. Look at the standings. They're 14-2. 14-2. That's pretty damn good. Even if they go 500, so let's see. That's 16 games, so there's 66 games left. Even if they go 500 the rest of the way, they'll win 47 games. So they'll go better than 500 the rest of the way. So they've gotten themselves a nice little lead. They've got a head start. They can hit a lull. So even if the Celtics go slightly above 500 the rest of the way, they'll be into the low 50 win total. So it's time to adjust our projections, I think, a little bit. They're obviously going to lose at some point. And to quote our boy, Sam Jam Packard the Great, if you get past the Warriors, he sees a 20-game win streak coming. We'll see. Now, I will say, I'm not trying to piss on anybody's parade. After emotional wins, they come back against Charlotte. Huge comeback against Charlotte. Come back against Toronto. Tight game against Brooklyn. And then a big comeback against the Warriors. They go on the road to Atlanta Saturday night. I still got to think that there's a letdown coming. I'm sorry. I know you hate me right now. You hate me. But I feel like after this win, if they beat Atlanta handily, then I'll gladly say I'm wrong. The last time they were in Atlanta, they struggled, and that was the third game and the third road game in four nights. They're going back to Atlanta in another situation where they might struggle. It's a Saturday night game. I say go out, get drunk, watch the game, have some fun. If they lose, you're going to be lit anyway, so you'll be happy no matter what. I worry about that Atlanta game. I worry about that Atlanta game. So we'll see. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. That's something that's, you know, a thing that's happened. But whatever. Ben Gates at Gates_Ben. Don't tell my wife, but this 14-game winning streak is up there with the birth of our first child. Don't worry, Ben. I will not mention this to your wife, who may or may not be listening to this podcast with you right now. Ben's wife, Mrs. Gates, I'm not telling you that this 14-game win streak is about as important to Ben as the birth of your first child. It's not something, he did not tweet that to us. I'm not saying that. So, Mrs. Gates, pay no attention. Shout out to everybody who's been tweeting us with the Rain and Jays hashtag. I have been talking by myself for a long time, and I don't even feel like I've touched on everything, but we'll leave something for the next podcast. I want to thank you in the car, in the gym, wherever it is, at work. If you're at work right now, just like stand up and pretend to stretch. Do one of those pretend stretches and just put both your hands up in the air. But when you're up in the air like that, that's your signal. We just won 14 straight games. So just do it. Just get up out of your seat and be like, oh, yeah, I'm stretching. But both hands up in the air is 14 straight victories for your Boston Celtics. Because your Boston Celtics came back and beat the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Golden State Warriors 92-88. After being down 17 points. After whipping off a 19-0 run. And after outscoring the Warriors by 21 points over the last less than 17 minutes. That's what you're doing right now with that stretch and your arms raised up wherever you are, and your coworkers don't even have to know, but you know, you know. It's because the Celtics are 14-2 and have currently the best record in the NBA. I want to thank our new sponsor, Greats.com. Brooklyn's first sneaker company supporting a Boston podcast, because that's what Brooklyn does. They help Boston out, whether it's with draft picks or with our podcasts. That's what Brooklyn does. Greats.com, men's and women's styles, classic styles, good stuff. Seriously, guys, good stuff. Trust me, go to Greats.com and check it out. Just go look. Go look, and I guarantee you're going to like it. And you get 15% off with the code Locked On. Locked On is the code. Get that right, because it's not our usual code. 15% off with the code Locked On at Greats.com. Great men's and women's styles at Brooklyn's first sneaker company, Greats.com. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed just me by myself. I know we didn't get Sam. I know we didn't get Jay. That's how it goes sometimes. But I'm here for you. I'm John Corrales, asking you to rate us 5 stars and share the podcast with all of your friends. Let people know that they should be listening to us, the Locked On Celtics podcast. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network.